Gratitude allows us to make contact with the present moment. It opens our eyes to the possibility of our own creativity. And gratitude also puts us in contact with our intuition and our inner wisdom. Today, we're talking about the practical ways that you can use gratitude to foster your inner and outer peace. Welcome to The Modern Creative Woman, exploring the art and science of creativity. I'm your hostess and creativity expert, Dr. Amy Backos. Let's get started. It is the month of gratitude. Inside the Modern Creative Woman membership, we are working on appreciating ourselves and then extending that compassion and appreciation outward towards others. And I'll be talking all month long about gratitude on the podcast and on Instagram Live. If you have yet to join the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge, I want to personally invite you. It's my hope that the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge contributes to a little more peace in your world. From a place of gratitude, we really can continue to work towards peace. If you consider this challenge as your commitment to embark on a path of gratitude, it'll give you some opportunities to create a more peaceful world, both internally and externally. The challenge is all about bringing your awareness to what's good in you, your family, your community, and the world. So hop on over to moderncreativewoman.com/gratitude challenge, and the link is in the show notes as well. It's free. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to give me your email. You don't have to do anything but download your free copy of the Gratitude Challenge Journal. I really want to inspire you to increase your gratitude. And this is such an easy, fun way to do it. The journal has some fun information, and it's got a page a day with some writing, some art, a little challenge to let someone know each day how much you appreciate them. And you can just keep photocopying the journal pages and use it anytime you need a little bit more gratitude or if you're feeling particularly stuck. I also made it copyright free, and also you don't have to give me your email, so I'm hoping that you'll share it widely. You can share it with other women you know who want to work on their inner and outer peace. Perhaps they're unsure where to begin, and this could be a gift you give to them. You can share it on your social media. I'm using hashtag modern gratitude, and go ahead and share it with students, friends, families, clients. It's just a way for us to connect over gratitude in kind of a more meaningful, thoughtful, intentional way. I'm loving hearing from all of you who are letting me know that you've started the challenge. And you can start it anytime you want, 21 days in a row or 21 days higgledy-piggledy. However you do it is fine. And I want to tell you one more thing about what's happening over here at the Modern Creative Woman headquarters. So many of you are asking about the Paris trip. So everything is up and available on the website. And you might already know I'm partnering with my dear friend Aurora Davoli of Girl Boss Paris. And we will be bringing you the most unique experience next summer. And this is about aligning your inner and your outer worlds. We have art, style, creativity, art therapy, some really cool scavenger hunts. Of course, French cuisine. You'll have some powerful coaching every morning, some luxury locations and meals. And I'm even going to be teaching how to read your tea leaves. This is something that my grandmother taught me, my mother helped me learn, and it's a wonderful way to think about your future. It reminds me a little bit of the Rorschach psychology test. It used to be a party game, and people would look at the ink blots and say, you know, what do you see? What might this be? And it was just fun to hear what people were imagining. So I think tea leaves are kind of like that. And I thought to do it because I've been reading my own tea leaves for a long time and for friends when we're having tea. When I was in Paris, it was just really fun. I read two women's tea leaves, and then I made some art around it for them. And it was so cool. So an art therapy intervention was created at that very moment. So I'm going to be teaching the skills in how to read your own tea leaves. I think this will be really fun. This will be my sixth international trip for women. However, it's the first one I'm taking women to Paris. So the last trip I did was leading a group of women to Costa Rica to do art therapy, and it was amazing. There's a couple reviews from the women who were on that trip on the webpage if you want to hear more about that one. There's something just so fabulous about getting out of your usual routine that allows us to imagine our lives in a different way. I certainly rely on coaching and my own retreats to grow and expand and reflect. And this new location will certainly awaken your creative spirit. And as a reminder, the trip includes 6 months of pre-trip coaching. You'll get a personal style consultation with Aurora. You'll get an individual strengths assessment with me. And we'll prepare you with the neurocreativity skills you need in advance for your treasure hunt in Paris. And you'll really be able to arrive and start your total transformation the second you're there. We'll have some special guests, some incredible culinary experiences, high tea, a riverboat cruise on the Seine. We have an amazing photographer, and they'll be doing photos for everyone on the last day. So if this sounds like something you might be interested in, reach out, because our early bird pricing ends at the end of November. You also have a couple little gratitude gifts from us if you register early. So I want to encourage you to check it out as soon as possible. You can find the link in the show notes. You can message me on Instagram at Dr. Amy Backos. I'll send you the information. Let's dive in to self-appreciation and gratitude. I want to do a quick refresh. Remember, gratitude is being thankful for something. Something good happened, and you feel grateful for it. Appreciation, on the other hand, is really admiring something just for what is. And I thought of an example. If you are sick and you go to a doctor and your doctor treats you, they give you medicine or they give you the tests to figure out what you need, we say, thank you, we're so grateful. We got a gift of kindness, of their knowledge, of their skill. And then we might go home and think about, oh, the technology available to help us heal. We can really appreciate that that exists. That technology didn't do anything for us. We can just really admire that someone created that. We can also appreciate the skill and kindness of your doctor. And of course, they gave it to you and you're grateful for that. But that existed before you walked in the door. Their skill, their kindness, their good bedside manner. You can appreciate that they have that capacity within them. So that's the difference between gratitude and appreciation. I want to talk a little bit about 7 ways that gratitude and appreciation of anything kind of has to start with appreciation for yourself. We can be grateful to others outside of us, but it rings more true and it feels more authentic when we are holding a position of gratitude internally. So I have 7 reasons to appreciate yourself and a question to go with each one. And these will all be in the show notes if you want to take some notes while I'm talking, or you can just cut and paste out of the show notes. The first one is our own self-awareness. And before we can appreciate others and external circumstances, we have to first be aware of ourselves and really acknowledge our own worth and value. Self-gratitude helps you recognize the positive qualities that exist within you and help you acknowledge your own self-worth. I love to think about the concept of the dignity and sacredness of each individual person. That was a tenet of the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, where I used to be a professor and chair of the graduate art therapy department. And their principles hung on the wall in every classroom. And that one I had pinned on my bulletin board, valuing the dignity and sacredness of each individual person. So here's a question you can ask yourself. What do you most appreciate about yourself? And then how can you share that with others? If you're struggling to figure out what you appreciate about yourself, ask some friends or family who love you. Make a brainstorm list of all the possible things that you might appreciate and just pick one. There's always something within us that's valuable and has dignity. The second aspect of self-appreciation relates to self-care. And this is so important for everyone. If you're in any kind of situation where you are interacting with other people, self-care translates into boundaries. If you're just home alone, self-care can translate into putting yourself to bed on time, drinking enough water, getting exercise, meditating. If you're involved in work situations, self-care is having the wisdom and perspective to know that work or school is not your entire life. So practicing self-gratitude is this other nuanced layer of self-care. It encourages you to be kind to yourself and to prioritize your well-being, your mental health, and your self-esteem. No one else can do that for you. No one else can set your boundaries, get you to bed on time, ensure that you're drinking enough water. So here's your question. What small self-care acts will you do today? For me, it's 8 or 9 hours of sleep, lots and lots of water. I try and choose nutritious food, movement every single day. I love to go for walks. Of course, art, meditation. We have to prioritize those. And when we do, the other things become easier. So many women tell me they don't have time to sleep 8 or 9 or 10 hours a night. And if you're a parent, I understand, especially if you're the parent of a young child, it is challenging to get enough sleep. However, the more you're able to carve out and protect your sleep, and as your children get older, you'll be able to have more back-to-back hours of sleep, the easier everything becomes. Good sleep is essential for our brain growth, for consolidating memories, for helping us regulate our emotions. If you had to start with anything around a self-care routine, I would encourage you to start with sleep and movement. When you have sleep and movement, your brain will start to think more and more clearly. You'll develop new neural pathways just from exercising. When those things are lined up for you, the other things can more easily fall into place. Okay, third reason that gratitude and appreciation of anything is beginning with your own self-gratitude. Gratitude is a foundation for empathy. So recognizing and appreciating your blessings, your strengths, give you so much more capacity and empathy to understand others. It can help us stop projecting fear and hate onto other people, onto whole other groups of people. We are able to see the dignity and sacredness of others in a much more powerful way. So here's what you want to ask yourself. How can you cultivate a feeling of empathy for someone whose behavior is frustrating or annoying you? That might be relevant if you're going to visit family for the holidays or you're struggling with a situation at work. Of course, I want us to set good, healthy boundaries with others. But oftentimes, there's just sort of something we're frustrated by internally, and we maybe take it out on others. That's what I'm talking about here. So you can still dislike what someone's doing, but have empathy for them. Number four, self-gratitude can give you a positive mindset and a better self-image. That's exciting. Having a positive mindset gives us so much strength to deal with daily challenges. So if you're focusing on your strengths and accomplishments, research says you're just more likely to have a positive outlook on life. Having the sense that you can use your strengths to move forward, solve problems, resolve disputes, helps us feel good. Furthermore, when we're in line with a positive mindset, that little bit of extra gratitude can help us foster a more creative mindset. So here's where you can ask yourself, what negative thoughts about myself or my future am I fused with? What negative thoughts about myself or my future am I fused with? Fusion is a concept in acceptance and commitment therapy where we believe the thoughts in our head as if they were true. And most of the time, if we're not paying attention to our mind and using metacognition to think about thinking, we will believe our thoughts. And we'll say, yeah, I've heard that before, because we've told it to ourselves 100 times before. So just exploring those negative thoughts that emerge that we believe to be true, just ask yourself, what if this thought was not true? What else could I think? Number five is about resilience and grit. Self-gratitude can enhance your resilience. And these are two concepts that psychology is obsessed with, resilience and grit. And it's all about when you're facing challenges, Can you view setbacks as temporary and maintain your sense of optimism so we're able to be more optimistic and continue trying when we have a sense of self-gratitude? You've probably heard ideas in education related to a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. So resilience and grit relate a little bit to growth mindset. Growth mindset is when you want to learn something and you're excited about it and you're curious and you make a mistake and you try again. A fixed mindset is one that's focused on, I got to get an A, got to get it done by this certain time frame, got to graduate at this age. These fixed ideas have nothing to do with the goal that we want to accomplish. When we just want to learn, we can go to school and enjoy. Obviously, we want good grades and to graduate in a timely manner. However, having a growth mindset means that our mind is so open to learning that those other things just come along, the good grades and the timeliness. They come along because we're so focused on learning. So ask yourself this question. What thoughts do I need to think so I can feel capable and resilient? Number 6, why we need self-gratitude, is about having a balanced perspective. Now, self-gratitude and appreciation does not mean being self-centered or egotistical at all. It's about acknowledging your own worth while also appreciating the contributions of others and the external factors to your well-being. So that balanced perspective is almost the definition of gratitude, being thankful and appreciative and also recognizing that so much good comes from outside of us. So to bring a balanced perspective wherever you go, you can ask yourself, what unique strengths do I bring to a situation? And this is especially good if you're feeling frustrated or stuck. Figure out what your strengths are and how you can use that to solve. Okay, number 7. The last one. This is called leading by example. I'm sure you've heard this phrase growing up. When you practice self-gratitude, you get to set a positive example for yourself and others. And it can really encourage a culture of gratitude in your family, your organizations you belong to, at work, in your community. It only takes one person to shift, to sway the jury, to change the energy in a room. You can be that person simply by showing up with gratitude. We're unable to expect that we'll get immediate feedback on showing up with a grateful attitude. And we just bring the gratitude over and over again. Doesn't matter what people do with it or what they say. We start to feel good and we're leading ourselves and others every time we show up with gratitude. We're not doing it to get an acknowledgement of how grateful we are, or some kind of reciprocation and kindness. We're doing it because it feels good and it's good for us and it's good for our communities. So ask yourself, who do you want to be a role model for? Could be friends, family, children, parents, coworkers, neighbors. Best of all is to be a role model for yourself, to behave in ways that you feel. So those are the 7 ways that we benefit from self-appreciation and gratitude. It's just turning the lens to us and reminding ourselves that we have value and dignity and sacredness within us. The idea of gratitude has been on the radar of researchers for decades. And it's also in philosophy and religion and literature. It is something that's available to all of us all of the time as an opportunity to shift how we feel in any given moment. Ask yourself, what are you grateful for? Frustrated at work? You can be grateful that you have an office or a job or a cup of coffee in front of you. There's always an aspect that you can be grateful for, and that will shift your attention and give you way more possibilities for how you want to act in that moment. So now that you know about how important self-gratitude and appreciation is, what will you create? Do come join me and the Modern Creative Woman on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest at Dr. Amy Backos. If you like what you're hearing on the Modern Creative Woman podcast, I want to give you the scoop on how you can support the podcast. You can be an ambassador and share the podcast link with three of your friends. You could be a community supporter by leaving a 5-star review if you think it's worth the 5 stars. And you can become a gold star supporter for as little as $3 a month. All those links are in the show notes. Do grab your free copy of the 21-Day Gratitude Challenge. The link is in the show notes. You can find it at moderncreativewoman.com/gratitude challenge. Have a wonderful week, and I cannot wait to talk with you in the next episode about the art and science of your creativity.